On my way back into town, I stopped at the car wash. For years, I owned VW Bugs, which were cheap to run and possessed a certain quirky charm. A full tank of gas would get you almost anywhere in the state, and if you suffered a fender bender, you could replace a bumper for pennies on the dollar. This more than made up for the minimal horsepower and the smirks from other drivers. I'm a jeans and boots kind of gal myself, so the lack of glamour suited me just fine. My first VW, a beige 1968 sedan, ended up in a ditch after a fellow in a truck ran me off the road. This was out by the Salton Sea, where I was conducting a missing persons search. The guy was intent on killing me, but managed to inflict only modest damage to my person, while the car was a total loss. My second VW sedan was a 1974, pale blue, with only one minor ding in the left rear fender. That car went to an early grave, shoved into a big hole after a slow-speed chase on an isolated stretch of road up in San Luis Obispo County. I've heard that most traffic fatalities occur within a 2-mile radius of home, but my experience would suggest otherwise. I don't mean to imply that the life of a private eye is all that dangerous. The big threat is my being bored half to death doing title searches at the county courthouse. My current vehicle is a 1970 Ford Mustang, a 2-door coupe with manual transmission, a front spoiler, and wide-track tires. This car had served me well, but the color was an eye-popping grabber blue, much too conspicuous for someone in my line of work. Occasionally, I'm hired to run surveillance on an unsuspecting spouse, and the persistent sight of a Boss 429 in close range will blow a tail every time. I'd owned the Mustang for a year, and while I was no longer smitten with it, I was reconciled to Mustang ownership until the next kick-ass miscreant had a go at me. I figured I was just about due. In the meantime, I tried to be conscientious about maintenance, with frequent servicing at the local repair shop and a weekly hosing down. At the car wash for $9.99, the deluxe package includes a thorough interior vacuuming, a foam wash, a rinse, a hot wax, and a blow-dry with 60-horsepower fans. Ticket in hand, I watched the attendant ease the Mustang into a line of cars awaiting the conveyor track, which would ferry it from view. I went inside the station and paid the cashier, declining the offer of a vanilla-scented doohickey to hang on my rearview mirror. I moved over to the waiting area's long spectator window and peered to my right, watching as the attendant steered the Mustang forward until it was caught on the flat mechanical tramway. A white hatchback of unknown manufacture followed right behind. Four panels of trailing cloth bands wagged soap and water back and forth across the top surfaces of the car, while whirling cloth skirts pirouetted along the sides. A separate cylinder of soft brushes caught the front grille, merrily scrubbing and polishing. There was something hypnotic about the methodical lather and rinse processes that enveloped the Mustang in a blanket of sudsy water, soap, and wax. That I considered the process enthralling as a fair gauge of how easily entertained I was at the time. I was so engrossed that I scarcely noticed the guy standing at the window next to me until he spoke. "That your Mustang?" "Yep," I said, and looked over at him. I placed him in his early 40s, dark hair, good jawline, slender frame. Not so good-looking as to annoy or intimidate. He wore boots, faded jeans, and a blue denim shirt with the sleeves rolled up. His smile revealed a row of white teeth and one crooked bicuspid. "Are you a fan?" I asked. "Oh, God, yes. My older brother had a 429 when he was in high school. Man, you floored that thing and it tore the blacktop off the road. Is that a 1969? "Close. A 1970. The intake ports are the size of sewer pipes." "They'd have to be. What's the airflow rate?" 8, I said, like I knew what I was talking about. I walked the length of the station's window, keeping pace with my car as it inched down the line. "Is that your hatchback?" "I'm afraid so," he said. I liked the car when I bought it, but it's one thing after another. I've taken it back to the dealer 3 times, and they claim there's nothing they can do.